Today's episode is brought to you by Damaged Sandwiches. Want a delicious sandwich but tired of the high prices? Then check out Damaged Sandwiches, where we sell the finest tasting sandwiches that might not look so hot. Weird shaped bread, sandwiches that look like they've been dropped. We've got them all. Use offer code Turkey and Swiss run over by a car for 10% off your first order. Damaged Sandwiches. Looks bad, tastes great. Let's start the show. Hey everybody, welcome back to Meet My Friends, The Friends, the only Friends recap podcast done by me, Tom Sharpling, and we are going to have a great show. We're back, so why don't we get to it? Let's go and meet my friends and your friends, The Friends. Let's go do it. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, The Friends. Boy, what a long, strange road this has been. And we are back. It seemed like it was never going to happen, but it's happening. We're picking it back up, and we'll get into the where and the why soon enough. But let me just tell you, today's episode is Season 5, Episode 1. We are in Season 5 now. And this is the one after Ross Says Rachel. And this is directed by Kevin S. Bright, co-creator of Friends, written by Seth Kurland, and the air date was September 24th, 1998. So yeah, you might be wondering where we've been and why Meet My Friends, The Friends has been inactive for so long. Long story short, a lot of stuff happened. I had a couple producers on the show. Things got out of hand. It just got weird. It was Jason was one of the producers. You know him. He's got his own thing going on. He does the Dumb More podcast now, and he's everywhere. So, you know, God bless him. More power to him. You kind of can't miss him these days. He's kind of doing what people accused me of doing with this podcast, was that I was trying to do a cheap cash-in on a podcast trend by doing recaps. It's not what I was doing. Sure, I would have liked a little bit of that podcast recap shine and glory. It didn't work out that way. It started to initially. People were excited about a Friends recap podcast, but it went south fast, and then it went west, and then it went east and south again. And who even knows how we ended up where we ended up? Those days are behind us, though. Jason has moved on. He's got his show, Dumb More. Very successful. Again, more power to him. He deserves everything he gets with that. Pat was an engineer on the show. Pat, haven't been in touch with Pat. Really didn't have the problems that I had with Pat that I had with Jason. But look, that's all in the past. That's the past. It's now me doing the show. It's back to basics. I'm doing the Friends recap podcast that I had always, I'll say, that I always dreamed of doing. I know people might think that I'm blowing smoke or just straight up lying with that. I always dreamt of doing a show like this, and now it's my chance to do it, and I'm going to do it the way I wanted to do it, which is, it's my show. That's how Meet My Friends, The Friends is going to be going forward. And it's going to be Friends-based. It got away from that also. So much madness. Jason and Don Strong and all these characters coming in and out. It was just a real mess. But the good thing is, new season of Friends. New season of Meet My Friends, The Friends. You can always start over. Not unlike the friends themselves as well. Because they, one of the things that's most beautiful about the show is how they start over and they do it again, and they have ups and downs, and they just, they're doing their thing, and we're doing our thing. So let's do the thing. So let's do an ad. I am excited that we have advertisers. We have sponsors for Meet My Friends, The Friends. We have a new commercial advertising podcast company we're working with. Very exciting. Paramount Advertising. It's obviously an arm of the whole Paramount The Mountain. Top-notch organization. They are filling the show with ads. Another great new start to this new chapter of the Meet My Friends, The Friends journey that we've been on. Today's episode is brought to you by Damaged Sandwiches. We all like great food, and we all want it to look as good as it tastes. But beggars can't be choosers. So if you want a delicious sandwich but you're tired of the high prices, check out Damaged Sandwiches, where we sell the finest tasting sandwiches that might not look so hot. The circumstances under which these sandwiches got mutated and mutilated is none of your business, to be honest. Okay, that's a little harsh. Just close your eyes and take a bite and tell me you can tell the difference, because if you can, you're a liar. Use offer code Turkey and Swiss run over by a car for 10% off your first order. Damaged Sandwiches. Looks bad, tastes great. So today's episode is the first of season 5, the one after Ross Says Rachel. And as I said, directed by Kevin S. Bright, written by Seth Kurland, and it aired on September 24th, 1998. Now this episode takes place after Ross's wedding to Emily, in where he accidentally said, "I take the Rachel instead of Emily," when he was at the altar. So despite the fact that Ross said Rachel in his vows instead of Emily, they go through with the wedding, but then Emily sneaks out the window at the reception and apparently never wants to see Ross again. Rachel fixates on the fact that Ross said Rachel at the altar. Chandler and Monica, who, if you remember, started a covert relationship while they were in London. They agree that their new relationship can only continue while they're away from home, but then they have a very difficult time arranging to be alone together. And then while waiting at the airport, in hopes that Emily will still show up for the honeymoon, Ross bumps into Rachel at the airport, who's waiting for her flight to get home. She encourages Ross to go to Athens anyway. He invites her to come along. While boarding, Ross goes back to get his jacket and discovers that Emily has arrived and witnessed the two of them preparing to leave together. Ross misses the flight. Rachel doesn't. This was a fun episode. This was a great way to establish the dramatic and the character arcs that are such a big part of Friends. And this is a big turning point for the series and for the characters. I thought it was a funny episode. I thought Ross was great. Look, I'm a little rusty with the Friends thing. I'll admit, a little rusty with it. He was great. Jennifer Aniston as Rachel was great. Let's do a Friends fun fact. Okay, hold on. Stop playing. Let's do another Friends fun fact. Something is off with this. Hold on. All right, let's try. This should work now. Friends fun fact. It has been a while. I will say it has been a while. Well, I'll just do the Friends fun fact without the thing. This episode was partially shot in front of a British audience. That's the Friends fun fact for the episode. And then we can do a Friends first. Friends first. This is all messed up. Oh my God. Look, I know it's been a while. These are the files. I probably should have just reviewed all this stuff. I assumed everything was as is. But yeah, what am I gonna do here? And now let's rank the friends. Now that's, again, this is all screwed up. Here we go. Rank the friends.
Friends first.
Now that's, oh, this is so messed up. Okay. Rank the friends. Monica, Chandler, Rachel, Joey, Ross, and Phoebe. Phoebe's not even in the group. She's back pregnant in New York. She's barely a part of it. And she also was driving me nuts a little bit on this one. You know, a new feature for Meet My Friends, the friends that I'm very excited about, since, again, we're getting away from the whole co-host, producer, blurry line where people who are supposed to just be helping, not on mic necessarily, became a huge part, a dominant part of the show, some would say, where I was in their wake. I have added phones to where you, the Meet My Friends, the friends, fans, you're going to be my co-host. And I put word out. Let's see, did anybody call? Oh, we do have a call. Yeah, this is exciting. You're going to be my co-host now. Meet My Friends, the friends. It's kind of in the spirit of friends. We're making new friends, and you, the callers, will be my friends. So let's go to the phones and see if this works. Hello, Meet My Friends, the friends.
Tom?
Yeah, this is Tom. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the friends. Who's this?
This is Pat.
Pat?
Yeah, man.
Pat,
I just saw your tweet, or I guess it's called X now. I've kind of been out of the loop, but I just randomly went on there and saw you post about opening up the phones for this specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no way.
It's
Pat, and
we're bringing here you the are. Show, we're bringing the show back.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm bringing the show back. You know, Jason obviously is not a part of it. He's off doing dumb
work. I'm so proud of you. So wait, so Jason's not there. Who's engineering?
I'm kind of running all that stuff now. I kind of have a pretty good handle on
good
some of it.
Good for you. Well, so you're doing all the tech and everything?
For the most, well, I'm trying. I thought
that's
I had
great.
Some. Thanks. Thank you. I thought I had some of.
I always knew you could, first of all.
Well.
That's crazy.
Do you know, while I have you on the line, first of all, how are you? How are you?
I'm really good. I'm in El Paso, Texas.
Okay.
And I've been here a little while, just kind of resetting it, a little off the grid, although I just kind of, I dipped into a library real quick just now, and I saw an article that Twitter was now called X, and I was like, that seems crazy. So then I said, like, let me see if my login still works. And then sure as heck it does. And then I see your tweet. So I'm like, let me go outside and let me use the payphone here. And, you know, I had just enough to make this call, and I can't believe you answered right away. This has made my day, maybe my month. And
wow. Well, that's sweet.
But again, you're doing all the tech. That's impressive. I'm proud of you, because I always had a feeling that you were tech savvy deep down, and that you probably could just handle all this stuff yourself.
That's very nice of you
so
to say.
So I'm proud of you.
I'm not, you know? As I got
to
just
it's
admit,
not easy to juggle all that.
It isn't, and I'm actually hitting a wall a little bit with some of these bumpers are not playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have any
of the original files?
Yeah.
I mean, I burned my computer a long time ago.
Well,
yeah, all that stuff's gone. Jason maybe might have
that's not happening.
like the old, what was it? It wasn't Dropbox, but it was something weird.
Yeah.
He might have that stuff, but I don't know. I don't have his number anymore.
I can't open that door. I can't.
I don't have a lot of numbers anymore, but, but no, that's good. I'm sure you'll figure it out.
I mean, you're in El Paso. Do you ever come back this way?
Yeah, I could go back anytime. I just haven't.
So you're in El Paso now, you said?
Yeah, it's been, God, I don't even know how long, but, yeah, man, it's really good.
Do you
warm weather?
Yeah.
It's like a dry heat.
It is like a, yeah, that's what people say. You don't ever make it out west to like Los Angeles, do you ever?
Well, I mean, I'm already pretty west, but all the way west. Yeah. Yeah. I could. Wait, are you out there now?
Oh, yeah. No, I've been here for 4 years.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Yeah. I could go. I mean, I still have a car. You know,
well, look, I'm not going to.
I could have to siphon some gas or something, but I could get out there.
I would love, I mean, if you wanted to, look, this is the thing. I'm doing the show now. I'm not going to do it with, it can't go how it went before, and it's not going to, and you would want that for me as well as I want that for me. I know you, Pat. I just need to get the thing off the runway is all I need. Just a little assistance with a couple things just to get the plane in the air, and then I know I can fly the plane. If you were ever coming this way, I mean, it would be really cool, and I mean, I could pay you a little bit for it.
To continue your call, please add 90 cents.
Hey, Tom?
Pat? I mean, if you...
Are you
Pat?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
All right, I'm really sorry about that.
Don't worry, man.
I think I have another like 3 minutes here. Are you asking me back?
Well, I mean, I'm asking you to come out, and again, I can pay you a little bit for just helping me sort through some of this tech stuff that was never my strong suit, and it would be a help.
It's the best day of my life.
Well, I mean,
this is the best day of my life.
Okay. I just don't want you to,
you just made my freaking year. You know that? I don't know why I went to the library today. I don't know why I went over to the computer station.
Okay.
I don't know why I logged into Twitter.
I don't know why you did either.
Now I know.
Okay. Well, I just want to say this.
Oh,
Pat,
my gosh.
Pat, you're a great friend. I'm excited.
Oh my gosh.
If we cross paths and you were able to swing and just help me with some of this stuff to just get it again, to get it off the ground.
You want us.
I want you to help me
to get on the train again.
Get the show
and get it rolling. Oh my gosh. This is the greatest comeback story of all time.
Well, let's not get too...
Which episode are you doing right now?
Episode one of season five. Season five, episode one.
That's the one where they're in England?
Yes.
Ross says the wrong name. Ross says Rachel instead?
This is the aftermath of that episode.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know...
Phoebe's not really in that one that much,
No,
right?
She's back in New York. See, this
she's
is...
back in New York.
Pat, this
yeah.
is what I...
Did you know that they had a partial British audience that night?
When they shot
taped?
That was literally, yeah. Pat, before we spoke, that was the Friends fun fact for the episode.
This is why we should be doing this. Did you realize what
I could use some help, Pat, I can use some help.
Do you realize what cosmically is going to happen?
Well, I can tell you what's realistically going to happen. Wait, are you still there? I think his call ran out. Well, that was fun. Get a little catch up. Maybe we'll cross paths with Pat down the road at some point. Got to rank this episode. Classic episode. 8.9 friends this one gets. And I hope this outro music works here. Everything else wasn't working. Let's give it a shot. And I want to thank everybody for listening.
Friends first.
No, that's... Well, I'll just say it and we'll get hopefully we'll get some of this music to work again. Thanks everybody for listening. We will be back very soon with another episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends. I appreciate you listening and we're back. See you soon.